This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now here's your host, Maggie Strickland.
Good morning. Welcome to Rock Talk. I'm your host, Maggie Strickland. And with me today, I have Lori Yeo. She is with Shopping for a Cause. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Maggie.
So, Lori, Shopping for a Cause. Now, I like to shop. A lot of people like to shop. But Shopping for a Cause, what is that exactly?
Shopping for a Cause is a group of vendors and crafters who put together vendor and craft shows. And every one of them is a benefit for a local nonprofit or family in need, agency in need, anybody that we can benefit locally.
Now, you came up with Shopping for a Cause, correct?
Yes, I did.
And what made you do that?
I've spent about 20 years volunteering with different agencies, centered on one that I really liked working with, but for various reasons wasn't able to continue. I was getting ready to retire from my full-time life and was looking for something to keep me busy, and this just sounded like the best thing to do.
Vendors and crafters, they get together and they have shows and they sell their products. So how does this benefit an organization, a nonprofit organization?
What happens is for each show, we pick our beneficiary. And when I set up the shows, I charge each vendor a table fee, varying amounts, but reasonable, and I also request a raffle item from each vendor. After all the expenses are paid, whatever remains, which is usually at least 75% of what we collected, gets donated to the beneficiary out of those table fees and raffle proceeds.
How do you come up with the beneficiaries?
Some were agencies I've worked with in the past. Some are vendors have suggested them. I've had a couple of agencies contact me. If it's local and not regionally supported by other means,
right,
we will be happy to take care of them.
This has only been going on for how long?
This has been going on just a little bit over a year. Actually, our first event was in August of 2020.
You said you started in 2020, but a lot of things weren't happening in 2020.
No, actually, I opened the business in January of 2020 with the first event scheduled 3 days after the world shut down in March.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. So we kind of packed everything up and put it aside for a little while. And when things started to loosen up over the summer and we could have outdoor events, we tried again. And it went very well, I believe.
Well, good. Yes, I was involved in the one that happened in East Rochester. It was a great event. A lot of people, it was pretty steady, and I know a lot of people were very happy with what they found there. I believe that the East Rochester Fire Department was very happy, too.
They were. They've already invited us back again.
Oh, good. Looking forward to it.
So we'll be doing that one again. We're just trying to figure out what's the best way to do it, when to do it, best time to do it.
Yeah, those are the little things that you are in charge of.
I get to pick the locations, pick the vendors, and all that fun stuff.
What are some of the organizations that you've been able to support this year?
Oh, we've had a lot. The Cure Childhood Cancer Association, St. Baldrick's Association, Veterans Outreach, East Rochester Fire Department, Pirate Toy Fund is coming up, Holy Childhood is coming up. We've done a few VFWs. We did a North Rush Cemetery, which is a historical cemetery because it's mostly veterans. There's been a lot.
Are you looking for new organizations to support next year?
I will always look for new organizations.
Okay.
We will be redoing some of these that we've already done. We will do them again. But we also have gaps to fill in where I would be happy to plug in new organizations.
And how would someone get in touch with you if they are interested in having you support them?
You can look at our Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/SFACNY, Shopping for a Cause New York. Or they can email me at shoppingforacausenewyork@gmail.com.
What kind of vendors and crafters do you have that are participating?
Oh, my, we have so many. We have a bunch of the direct sale type, which are the paparazzi, the Pampered Chef, Scentsy, those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have crafters. We have woodworkers. We have a lot of jewelry. We have people that do greeting cards and paper crafts.
I know somebody who does that.
I do too. And she's very good at it.
Well, thank you. That's a little plug for me, by the way, for you guys listening out there. I am one of the crafters with Shopping for a Cause. I'm proud to be one of the crafters, and I appreciate the work that Lori has done with this. So you've done a great job. Do you do crafts yourself?
Well, it's kind of crafts.
Okay.
What we do is open an oyster pearl jewelry.
Okay.
So you actually get an oyster and open it to get the pearl out of it. Then you select the charm you want to put it in and whether you want a necklace or a bracelet to go with it.
That's cool.
And we have a lot of fun with that. It's just a little bit of fun. People are loving doing it. So it's something interesting to do. I run that along with running the raffle at every event.
And, of course, this is the holiday season, so there are people who are out there doing lots of shopping this time of year. And you've got a special event coming up on Saturday, the 27th, Small Business Saturday. Tell us about that.
Yes, it is Small Business Saturday, and it's the perfect time to come out and shop with all your local vendors. We have 40 vendors signed up at the Doubletree Hotel in Henrietta from 10 to 4 on Saturday the 27th, and we are benefiting the Pirate Toy Fund. And their toy drive was actually going to be starting on the day before. So one of the things we will be doing is accepting new unwrapped toys for them. Oh. And anyone that brings a toy to donate will get a raffle ticket to use in our bag raffle.
The Pirate Toy Fund's been around for a while.
They have. They've been here forever. I can't even guess how many years. They're very fun to work with. They have a lot of fun at our events. This is actually one of the ones we're doing our second annual. We did them last year for Small Business Saturday.
Okay.
And it went very well.
Great. Oh, so. I'm looking forward to it because I'm going to be part of that. And I'm very much looking forward to that. And I'm sure that we'll have a good turnout because there are a lot of people out there who want to support the small businesses in our area and shop locally. And of course, people have been having a hard time getting things because of supply and all that kind of stuff that's been going on. So this is the perfect time to come and do your shopping and to support the Pirate Toy Fund. And that again is this Saturday at...
It's at the Doubletree Hotel on Jefferson Road in Henrietta. Right off of 390, very easy to find.
Okay, and it's from 10 to 4 this Saturday at the Doubletree Hotel in Henrietta. And don't forget to bring an unwrapped toy for the kids that is benefits. Now, these toys go to kids that can't afford to have toys for Christmas. Is that how it goes?
Yes, and that is one of the things they do. They also supply toys to, I know they've supplied the DA's office for their toy rooms when they have kids in the office. They supply places like Bavona Child Advocacy, as well as families that can't afford the toys.
I'm looking forward to it, and I know you are too, hoping that we'll be able to do more like this the following year. You'll be able to get lots of organizations involved and be able to support them. Also to help people to be able to shop locally. That's a big thing.
Yeah, that's a great thing. And we look to do about 25 events a year. We spread them out throughout the year, throughout the county, so that we get a little bit of every place involved.
Now, if there's a vendor or a crafter out there who's interested in participating, how do they get in touch with you?
Best way is email, and it's shoppingforacauseny@gmail.com.
Okay, shoppingforacauseny@gmail.com. Very good. And again, join us on Saturday at the Doubletree in Henrietta as we benefit the Pirate Toy Fund.
Yes, please come out.
Okay, thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Maggie.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, a part of the DJRO Broadcasting Company.